Singapore is a food paradise, but what if I could only eat food grown locally? Would it just be eggs and salad? I spent a week eating as much food grown in Singapore as I could to find out. I'm here at a supermarket to suss out what locally grown produce I can get for tonight's dinner. Singapore is 5 years away from its 30 by 30 goal, that is, to produce 30% of our nutritional needs locally by 2030. Are we anywhere close? Okay, that's baby taisin, xiao bai cai, nai bai, more taisin, gang gong, and sharp spinach. Most of what you can find in the supermarket is imported food. Singapore imports about 90% of its food, which can leave the country vulnerable to supply disruptions. So the push to grow more food locally is part of our food security strategy. Seng Chun is one of the local egg farms. Singapore focuses on growing our own eggs, fish and vegetables. There is no longer poultry or livestock farming here. Can I ask which of these local fish is more popular with the shoppers? Oh, sea bass or the pomfret is the most popular, is it? Okay, sure. Can I get one sea bass, please? Help me choose a fresh one.
For dinner tonight, there's steamed sea bass, stir-fried taisim, and ice plants in the salad.
I wanted to go to a farmer's market and talk to some farmers, but that means going out a little further.
We are in the heart of the kranji countryside at Tian Hu Fish Farm. We have decided to hold our farmer's market here. We have a total of 13 farmers today. We want to serve the people, give them the freshest, best local produce.
I tried some delicious food made from local produce, like tempura prawn and spinach ice cream. Ice cream to have healthier choice symbol is quite rare. Compared to the supermarket, I found more local produce, including live seafood, all kinds of mushrooms, and fresh dang o, which is good for steamboat.
It's really so good.
Look at all the food I got.
This is steamboat made from mostly local ingredients.
While the local production of eggs has increased, the production of vegetables and seafood dipped in the last few years. I spoke to the CEO of Tian Hu Fish Farm to find out why.
We have to start supporting the local produce so the farmer can actually have more confidence to grow more. The farmer is able to produce, but they have to face competition from the imported one, which is cheaper. And so the offtake is not that ideal. We are moving towards a more high-tech farming environment. There will be a period where the old farm has to go. The new farm has to come up. I would think that this is a transition period that the production is down.
Besides cooking, I checked out a few farm-to-table restaurants. We don't have a wide variety of produce, so there aren't places that use only Singapore ingredients. It's day three of my challenge, and we're having lunch at Bollywood Farms. Most of the vegetables here you see in these dishes come from the farm or from the neighbouring farms in this area. Oh, we can see a lot of herbs here. Coriander, laksa leaves. Some of the restaurants are a bit far out, but I think I'll still go back. I got to try some fun dishes like moringa fritters, mushroom murtabak, and goat's milk ice cream. I was a little apprehensive when I started this challenge, but it was actually not so hard to find Singapore-grown food, especially online. But expect to eat a lot of eggs, green vegetables, and fish.
This is day one of eating food grown in Singapore.
This is day four of my challenge eating Singapore-grown produce. This is day seven of eating Singapore-grown food.
The other local meat I could find was frog's legs, and that was really yummy. I cooked 15 meals and went to 5 restaurants that use local ingredients. So you can survive on a diet of mostly Singapore produce, especially if you're pescatarian. But there's just so much choice, you don't have to. Singapore actively diversifies where we import our food from so as to mitigate any disruptions in our food supply. Ultimately, space constraints and high costs mean that 30 by 30 may be more of an aspirational goal.